Usborne Pop-Up Fairy Tales, Sleeping Beauty, retold by Susanna Davidson. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Long ago and far away, a king and queen gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. The whole kingdom celebrated. 6 good fairies blessed her arrival. "But you forgot to invite me," cried a wicked fairy. "I curse this child. In her 16th year, she will prick her finger on a spinning wheel and die." There was one good fairy who still had her gift yet to give. She will not die, but only fall into a deep sleep for 100 years. At once, the king ordered all the spinning wheels in the land to be locked away. But on her 16th birthday, the princess entered a room in the castle she had never seen before. "Oh," she cried, watching the old lady at the spinning wheel, "may I try?" At once, the princess pricked her finger and fell into a deep sleep. The good fairy cast a spell over the castle so that everyone inside fell fast asleep too. Forests of thick brambles grew around the castle walls, hiding it from view. And so the years passed. Stories spread about the castle in the forest and the princess who lay sleeping. In vain, many princes tried to reach her. But one by one they failed, until one day a prince came to the forest, determined to find a way through. A fairy flew before him, leaving a starry trail. She led him safely through the thorns, straight towards the castle. With hope in his heart, he hacked at the brambles all day and all night. At the first light of dawn, the prince finally reached the castle. He followed the fairy's starry trail to the topmost tower. There the prince found Sleeping Beauty, opening her eyes to a new day. "The spell has broken," she said with a smile. Everyone in the castle awoke and rejoiced, while the brambles outside burst into beautiful flowers. Sleeping Beauty was read by Brian Vokes and produced by Leslie Sims, with sound production by Beth Punter. This is an Usborne audio production.